What a joy and a blessing to know that God makes us alive through Jesus Christ. Why would one want to remain dead spiritually when one can live? Let's think about these things today from the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. For 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through International Gospel Hour. You are about to listen to another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, starting now.
I am bound for the promised land.
Well, greetings and hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us once again for our studies from the International Gospel Hour. If you're new to our broadcast or you've just found us, you can find us on a number of podcast platforms, over-the-air radio. You can also find us, our video work, our television work, at our YouTube channel at internationalgospelhour.com. Maybe you found us through social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, now known as X, where we are at our, H-O-U-R, underscore, gospel. We thank you for your interest in our work, and we'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to give us a call at 855-444-6988 and let us know where you're hearing our broadcast, we'd love to hear from you. Or you may go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, peruse our website and learn a little bit more about our work, and then go to the contact tab and drop us a message and let us know where you have learned of our broadcast. Again, thank you for being with us. And we do appreciate our Jay Webb, and you'll hear from him throughout our broadcast as he has a couple of free things just for you. Let's consider our lesson text today as we return to the Old Testament. Words are written aforetime for our learning according to Romans 10 and verse 4. Let's consider Ezekiel 18, 25 through 32. Yet you say, the way of the Lord is not fair. Hear now, O house of Israel. Is it not my way which is fair, and your ways which are not fair? When a righteous man turns away from his righteousness, commits iniquity, and dies in it, it is because of the iniquity which he has done that he dies. Again, when a wicked man turns away from the wickedness which he committed, and does what is lawful and right, he preserves himself alive. Because he considers and turns away from all the transgression which he committed, he shall surely live, he shall not die. Yet, the house of Israel says, the way of the Lord is not fair. O house of Israel, is it not my ways which are fair, and your ways which are not fair? Therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, says the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your transgressions, so that your iniquity, or so that iniquity will not be your ruin. Cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Lord God. Therefore, turn and live. Friends, let's consider the subject today from verse 31. Why should you die? But first, let me return to our J-Web with a very special gift just for you.
Our popular free booklet, Something is Wrong, but the Bible is Right, is available once again. There is just too much confusion in the religious world, and this brief, concise study reminds us that the Bible is always right. Call us toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name and address and just say, Bible Tract. That's it. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type Bible Tract in the message box. You'll receive it very soon from your friends at International Gospel Hour.
Friends, let's think about our lesson text from Ezekiel 18, 25-32, as we discuss, why should you die? You know, friends, God's ways are equal. I mean, his ways are set, his word is firm. And John said in 1 John 5 and verse 3 that the commandments of God are not grievous, nor are they burdensome to those of us who follow him. And we know what God expects of us, and we know what good things he has done and will do for our lives. We also know that man makes his own decisions, his own choices. And you know, man cannot blame God for man's personal choices. Man cannot blame others for his choices when man has decided what to do on his own. And man must respond to the consequences of his decision. Friends, this is as plain can be. It's direct and it's straight. There's no misunderstandings here. Now, with all that said, why should you die spiritually? Once again, we go back to Ezekiel 18, 31 and 32. Cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Lord God. Therefore, turn and live. Friends, a spiritual life is a life that is alive. That's wonderful. It's thriving. Listen to Ephesians 2, 1 through 3. And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. Now, how horrible all that sounded. He said, this is the way you once walked. This is the way you now lived. This is the way you conducted your life. This is the way you fulfilled yourselves more than turned to God, who could fulfill you more than anyone. He can make you alive. You know, it's interesting how these Ephesians were made alive and how we can be made alive as well. We know of their faith in God. We go back to Ephesians 1:13 and we see their faith. But it's interesting that they were baptized to begin with in Acts 19 by the baptism of John. But Paul told them that John's purpose of baptism was for a certain time, and that how he brought people to Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Acts 19 verse 5, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Friends, that's how one is made alive. We're made alive when we're baptized into Christ based upon our faith and our repentance and our confession of our faith. And when you think about it, compare that to Romans 6, 3 through 6, and to see there how one is dead in sin, then buried in baptism with Christ, and raised to walk in newness of life. There is something about being made alive. When the prodigal son came home in Luke 15 and verse 24, when the father received him back, when he confessed his wrong, the father said, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Listen to this beautiful text of Colossians 1:19 through 22. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And you, who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. Friends, I am so thankful for the Almighty God who makes a message of peace possible. And I am so thankful for the loving Savior who bore my sins when they weighed me down. I am thankful for his pardon, his forgiveness, his grace and mercy. But like Israel of old, friends, I must turn unto God and obey his will. Friends, why would one die spiritually? And to build on that question, why should you die when God does not want you to? God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. We learned that from our lesson text of Ezekiel 18. And you know, it's true then and it's true now. You know, I think of the psalmist who said in Psalm 56, 9, when I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. Now that tells me God is for me. God is for me, he's for you, in that he sent his son Jesus to die for our sins. John 3 and verse 16, he so loved the world. And yet he is long-suffering with us, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3 and verse 9. You see, God wants us to live. God wants us to believe in him, to have that obedient faith that is pleasing to him, Hebrews 11:6. We are able to confess our faith in God as the eunuch did in Acts 8, verse 37. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. What a great confession, the only confession that matters. And then, friends, for us to repent of our sins, on the day of Pentecost, when they were pricked in their heart, they were convicted. What shall we do? Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. Acts 2, verse 38. Yes, friends, when we're baptized into Christ, as we noted earlier, as the Ephesians did, we're raised to walk in that newness of life. What a beautiful thought. Friends, why should you die? Have we granted you some things to think about? Friends, this is why we love to direct you and all of our listeners to other opportunities to study the Word of God. And we have a very special free Bible course by mail. Here are the details of how you can receive your free Bible course from the International Gospel Hour.
Our well-received Bible study course by mail is available to everyone absolutely free. Would you like to try it? All you do is call us toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say home study. That's it. That's all you have to do. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Click on the Contact tab and leave us the same information, name, address, and type Home Study in the message box. At your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. Again, it's free. Give it a try. And it's from your friends here at International Gospel Hour.
Friends, again, our question for the day, why should you die? Well, friends, God does not want you to die. God does not want you to die spiritually. He wants us to be able to live a life in accordance with His will, living in a newness of life. Think about that. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Let us help you toward that end. And friends, let's continue our studies together at another time. Thank you always for joining me here on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we...
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. To God goes all the glory, and we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. To listen to it again or our other broadcasts, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.
God be with you.